Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's what's trending right now.
Well, those hazy, smoky skies continue for another day. It's another day where a stagnant air mass stays over our area, and that keeps wildfire smoke in the picture. If you haven't noticed over the last few days, there's been this haze over the city. Oh, it makes the sun look cool. Moonlight's kind of orangey, but this affects the western New York area, both high up in the sky and down low, producing hazy conditions with modest visibility reductions. Like, you can't see as far as you normally can. The sky isn't as clear as it normally is. And if you are sensitive to little fine particles in the air, you're probably going to be bothered for one more time. That stays in effect until midnight tonight with that air quality health advisory for Western New York. Since the start of training camp nearly 2 weeks ago, NFL film crews have been following the Bills around as they prepare for the 2025 season of football in Orchard Park. So that after HBO announced a couple months back that they will be part of the Hard Knocks show, which is featured on HBO. The first episode debuts tonight, 9 p.m., will be available to stream on HBO Max. So if you're looking to watch it, 9 o'clock is the trigger time. That's when it broadcasts on the channel. Mm-hmm. People still watch channels. But HBO Max will have it starting at 9 o'clock. So it'll be available to stream. New episodes will air every Tuesday from tonight through September 2nd. Over to training camp, it's kind of interesting. Damar Hamlin was talking about his visit overseas. He went to Japan, yo.
If anyone can visit Tokyo, if anyone's looking for a vacation destination or something to do, please take a trip to Tokyo. I had an amazing time, but also I got to do some good work out there with my foundation. We taught CPR in the American school in Japan, and we gave away some AEDs to some youth flag football teams out there. So it was super cool. You know, we partnered with American Heart Association and Zoe and did some really good work out there.
Number nice. Three, doing good things globally with his trip to Japan. Let's talk about putting a nuclear reactor on the moon. Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, you know, the guy that used to be on road rules, he's issued a directive to fast track construction of a nuclear reactor that would sit on the surface of the moon. Because as you know, Jan, most stuff up there is solar powered, and when you're on the dark side of the moon, nothing's turning on. So it's a 100 kilowatt nuclear reactor, not a huge one, just a little guy. And they want to target deployment sometime in the next 5 years. That doubles NASA's plans to move stuff onto the moon. So I guess, I don't know, location, 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 real estate people already chomping at the bit. Is it a good school district? Anyhow, surface of the moon soon should have some nuclear power on it for the dark sides. And we're not the only ones. Other countries are also looking to do that. I believe the UK is working on a Rolls-Royce edition of a mini nuclear reactor to power stuff on the surface of the moon. I didn't put that on my list of things that we need to do in the next 5 years.
I know.
Years.
I could think of a few other things.
A couple other pressing issues. Yeah. And finally this morning, music maker Calvin Harris and his wife welcome their first baby, announcing their baby boy, born together. Micah was born during a home birth, and a lot of very revealing photos from Calvin Harris.
Nice.
And Jan is like, anyhow,
did the mother of his child know that he was posting those videos?
I don't know, because it's a lot.
Childbirth
is beautiful. They did it at home, and it looked like an inflatable pool somewhere in their place. And he's a bajillionaire, so I'm sure they had all the doulas that you ever need for something like that. But
scares me.
Around the third picture, and I'm like, okay, all right, beautiful baby, and what is that?
He's caught up in the moment.
Time right now, 6:20, waking up with Kiss 98.5.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.